Ted was shaking his head. I have no idea, but you'll know just the same, because their cars will be like their yellow coats and sharp shoes and the greasy perfume stuff they use to slick back their hair. Loud and vulgar. Low, Bobby said. It was not quite a question. Low, Ted repeated and nodded emphatically. He sipped root beer, looking away toward the sound of the eternally barking Bowser, and remained that way for several moments, like a toy with a broken spring or a machine that has run out of gas. They sense me, he said, and I sense them as well. Ah, what a world. What do they want? Ted turned back to him, appearing startled. It was as if he had forgotten Bobby was there, or had forgotten for a moment just who Bobby was. Then he smiled and reached out and put his hand over Bobby's. It was big and warm and comforting. A man's hand. At the feel of it, Bobby's half-hearted reservations disappeared. A certain something I happen to have, Ted said. Let's leave it at that. They're not cops, are they? Or government guys, or... Are you asking if I'm one of the FBI's 10 most wanted, or a communist agent like on I Led Three Lives? A bad guy? I know you're not a bad guy, Bobby said. But the flush mounting into his cheeks suggested otherwise. Not that what he thought changed much. You could like or even love a bad guy. Even Hitler had a mother, his own mom liked to say. I'm not a bad guy. I never robbed a bank or stole a military secret. I've spent too much of my life reading books and scamped on my share of fines. If there were library police, I'm afraid they'd be after me. But I'm not a bad guy like the ones you see on television. The men in yellow coats are, though. Ted nodded. Bad. Through and through. And, as I say, dangerous. Have you seen them? Many times. But not here. And the chances are 99 in 100 that you won't either. All I ask is that you keep an eye out for them. Could you do that? Yes. Bobby, is there a problem? Nope. Yet something nagged at him for a moment. Not a connection, only a momentary sense of groping toward one. Are you sure? Uh-huh.